Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Before today's episode, I have a small ask. John, you don't front load and ask. It's such a turnoff. Okay, first I just want to say then, I really thank you for listening to my podcast. It has given me a sense of purpose, which has been the greatest gift this world has given me since my rebirth. So thank you for that, sincerely. Here's my ask. So Apple did an update and it has affected the subscribership significantly. So my ask is, if you have time, please resubscribe to the Anger Therapist podcast because you might have been unsubscribed. And also, if you have a minute, if you can rate and review, that would mean the world. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy today's episode. So what is capacity? To me, capacity is one's ability to look inward, one's ability to own, one's ability to create a safe space. The stuff that I've been talking about in the last two episodes, the ability of that is capacity. So I see capacity as a verb. I don't see it as data, information, theory. I see capacity as the execution, right? Because someone can say that they have emotional intelligence, or someone can say that they hold a safe space. Someone can take in a lot of information, content, theories. But if one cannot execute, cannot actually do it, then he doesn't have capacity. He just has a lot of information, right? So capacity to me is a verb. Does one have the tools to actually build a healthy, sustainable relationship? So how do we know this, especially early on? Well, the simple answer, I think, is your body will tell you. You will feel it. There will be logic, and your logic may be convinced that this person you're dating has capacity because of the way that he carries himself, or what he says, or what he knows, or who he follows, all of that. But if your body doesn't feel it, if you're still feeling unsafe, unheard, misunderstood, then chances are he probably doesn't have capacity. But I do want to say, you do have to have your own capacity to know if he has capacity. So let me explain. Before you say this person doesn't have capacity or the ability to hold a safe space, take ownership, look inward. Before you say that, if you feel it in your body, if you feel the unsafeness in your body, first you have to, before making the assumption, first you have to look inward yourself, right? Like, how much of it is true and how much of it is from your own story? And I think this is a step that many people forget to take because they feel something and they believe that because they feel it, that it's truth. And so they're very fast to make claims and judgment. Early on, you know, we may even end relationships. We may even or not relationships yet, because you're just kind of dating, but we may bounce, we may sabotage, we may minimize, we may not give something a fair shot because we feel something in our body that feels, you know, unsafe. Or maybe it's like you feel bored. Maybe you feel that there isn't a spark. You have to investigate this because yes, it is a feeling, and that feeling is true, but it may be distorted in the sense that this new person that you're dating may actually be great for you, may actually be what's prescribed for you to maybe finally or for the first time get into something healthy, but you have to sit with it, and maybe you have to lean into it to rewire your body, because maybe your body is used to dysfunction or chaos or unsafety, you know? And so this is a self-exploration that you have to do. And the value of this is by doing so, by processing and by understanding self more, you are building your own capacity muscles, right? So this is why I say to see if someone else has capacity, you have to have some capacity to check yourself. I was going to say check yourself before you wreck yourself, but okay, dad joke, sorry. You have to check yourself before making a conclusion. Most people don't. They react to how they feel, and sometimes they're right, and sometimes they're wrong, you know? So in order to know if the person you're dating really has capacity, you got to check yourself and see how much of the red flags or the feeling unsafe or unheard or misunderstood or whatever, how much of that is really on you? How much of that is truth? And then as you understand and discover that, then you can make a more accurate conclusion, you know? I also think that there is truth in your body. I think that your body is probably a more accurate measure than your mind, because we could like someone a lot, and then suddenly we are trying to convince ourselves in our mind. We're minimizing red flags, you know, and just maybe highlighting the green flags. But we could convince ourselves, and then suddenly we're in something, and it's not good, right? So going back to capacity is one's ability, not one's knowledge, but one's ability to provide a safe space, one's ability to be self-reflective, to look inward, and also to own one's ability to look at something, say, oh, this is my piece, I need to own this, and that's what I'm going to do. That's, to me, that's the definition of capacity, right? Being able to hold all of that. And all of this is foundational, and I think two people need capacity to build legs of a relationship. So as you date this person, there's going to be signs, and I say go more to your body than your logic and explore what your body is feeling. If your body is feeling safe and heard and understood, championed, right? If you feel in your body like this person is showing herself and creating a safe space, and it makes me feel, I don't know what the word is, it makes me feel seen. It makes me feel seen. It makes me feel not only tingly because I'm attracted to this person, but actually seen. Am I the only guy in the world that used the word tingly for attraction? Anyway, dropping into your body, using it as a radar, taking responsibility by investigating what is true and what is your own peace. If you feel unsafe, if you do feel safe, there's probably a lot of good happening. If you do feel seen and heard and understood, and the tingles, there's probably your the person you're dating has some capacity. You know, it's really hard to, or actually, it's really clear when you're dating someone. Even if it's like subtle things, it's going to be clear through consistency how someone's going to show up in the relationship, right? I mean, maybe not the first couple weeks. I mean, we're there's a lot of chemicals in our brains and dopamine, and you know, I don't think in the first couple of weeks we should try to see if someone has capacity. Just go for the fuck. Just get on the ride and go, you know, enjoy it. So whatever that looks like, whether it is hot, passionate sex or just exploring and ditching work and going to the beach or, you know, all the fun from discovering a new person, a new body, new passions and all of that. So I say for the first few weeks, just go for the ride and enjoy it. Throw your hands in the air, you know? And then once you realize, okay, I want to actually invest in this person, then you could start asking yourself, how does this person make me feel? And how is the space that we're both creating make me feel? Do I feel safe, seen, heard? And how much of that is truth? If I don't feel safe, seen, or heard, how much of that is truth? How much of that is on me if I don't feel it? If I do feel it, then that's obviously a green light, a green flag. And then you explore more, you know? And as you explore, you are also taking responsibility yourself and exercising, building your capacity muscles to hold space, to show yourself, to champion the person you're dating story, and checking in and working on all three of the C's: connection, communication, and capacity. Thank you for listening. I hope this series was helpful. At the minimum, I hope it was a reminder that as you are out there dating, getting to know a new soul, that you do look at the connection and possibly redefine that. You do look at communication, both of you guys, how you engage, the dance, right? Is it strong? And finally, you look at capacity, one's capacity to hold a safe space. And if all three of the C's were pistons and they're pumping, that's a great sign. I mean, cumulatively, that's a green flag to keep going and keep building, because these things we're talking about, connection, communication, and capacity, they are foundational, and they are going to be what keeps the plane in the air when you hit turbulence. And of course, you will hit turbulence, because every relationship has ups and downs. And just because things are quote unquote perfect now doesn't mean you're not going to go through a winter. That's just life. It happens with every relationship. So setting yourself up for a good flight, knowing that there's going to be turbulence, but the plane won't go down, means having, exploring, redefining connection, communication, and capacity. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Be well.